When I was back in Atlanta at the airport, and this is totally for real, when I was there, I saw that they have a luggage store, a TUMI, T-U-M-I, luggage store inside the airport. It's inside the airport. I mean, ostensibly, the last place you would ever need to purchase luggage, you know? It'd make a little bit more sense if it was by the curbside check-in, or maybe by the ticket counter, or maybe by the security gate there, you know, on the off chance that there were enough people to support a business who were waking up late going, oh no, I overslept and I gotta get to the airport. Oh well, better not take 2 minutes to throw all this in a suitcase. I'll just gather it up in my hands and get my lotions and my Claritin, my nasal spray and my gluten-free nuts and my Us Weeklies and my iPod and my belt and my inflatable neck pillow and taxi, going to the airport. Yeah, okay, hi. Yeah, all right, just throw all that on. Sorry, just run it through the thing. I dropped some of that stuff. That's my phone. No, sorry, that's my belt. Yeah, what? Because I'm gonna get a suitcase on the inside. Yeah, I'll get... Because they sell them on the inside, asshole. What the fuck is with this guy? Fucking attitude. No, you don't get to do that. You're not allowed to do that. You know? So I guess that there are enough people who are, you know, checked in and they're heading to their gate and they're like, What? Oh my God. That is the most amazing suitcase I've ever seen in my life. I've got to have that right now. I've got to, just go on without me. Sir, yes, I want to get that suitcase there. No, not the carry-on, I can get that anywhere. The large suitcase. Yes, wait, now how's this gonna work? Because I'm checked in and I'm already going to, so I guess I'll buy it and then I'll go back out and I'll ask them to hold the plane and maybe pull my luggage and then I could change it real fast. No, I have to buy another ticket and I'll meet those guys back. No, this isn't going to work. All right, come on. There's a way to work this out. I know I can figure it out. Come on. Come on, David. Think. Oh, I know what. I'm going to be back here in 2 weeks when I'm on my way home. So let me just pay for it now. Here's my card. I know there's probably a 300% markup and there's at least half a dozen places to get a suitcase within a mile of my apartment. But this way, I'll get it and I'll have it. And then, okay, yeah. All right. Yeah. Good. Good stuff.
Watch David Cross, Making America Great Again, only on Netflix.